Hey, party people, I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 311 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 18, Rescue Mission.
It aired October 9th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Steve Wang.
Okay.
That was supposed to be like a chuckle, but I think it just came out as like a... So it was not a scoff, I promise.
I'm not scoffing at Mr. Wang. How dare you?
Look.
At our buddy Steve and his unfortunate last name. It's not unfortunate. It's a very common last name, actually. If you're new here, what we do is... Whoa! Amber is the color of your energy. The 311 song. The only one anyone can name. I just want to get that out right now before anyone expects any more jokes about that.
Is that... No, 311 did come original, right?
I don't know.
I don't know what song you just did.
You don't know Amber is the color of your energy?
No.
Oh, it sucks. It's not a good song.
I don't think 311's a good
They're
band.
Pretty bad.
I don't want to isolate any more people.
No. Hey, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. Sometimes I drink most of a beer before we start, and it's like not very good, and it's hitting me a lot harder than normal. So,
and look, I'll level with everybody. I'm tired. Here's why. It was my last day covering a vacation at work, so I had to be there at 7.
Yeah.
And Mario's still out, so...
Yeah. How late were you up playing Mario?
1:30.
That's very late, Josh.
Yeah.
Or very early, depending on how you look at it. Anyway, let's go watch Rescue Mission.
Go, Galactic! We're back, and we just watched the Rescue Mission.
I'm amazed that there has not been a Rescue Mission before. Like, the title Rescue Mission or The Rescue Mission has not been used before.
No?
Well, they can't use it again.
I'm sure they can.
I mean, yes.
I mean, 800 plus episodes of Power Rangers. I'm sure there's a duplicate title or two in there somewhere.
I mean, look, here's the thing. I'm never going to check, but if anyone wants to tell us... please do.
I'm not going to go back 310 episodes and see if one of them is called Rescue Mission.
And by the time we get to like 800 and something, I'm not going to be like, oh, you know what? This was, there's already been the Rescue Mission. Like, I'm not going to remember. Or I will now because I said it, but like.
This will be the only one.
Yeah. Unless it's like Island of Illusion. I'll be like, oh, that, hey.
Yeah, fool me once.
Hey now, Operation Overdrive. I don't know what you're trying to pull here.
Oh, we will skip that episode. If there's an Island of Illusion in Operation Overdrive...
I just had a visceral reaction to thinking about that.
That will be our Yorkie cast.
Yeah, oh goodness. Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiotsnotmorphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Podknife. And you can leave us a rating and review in any of those places, and it would help us out a bunch, and we'd really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return. And again, we super appreciate it, and it helps the show out. Now, all that's out of the way, this is the only episode this week, because next week is a two-parter. And as is tradition, all multi-part arcs take place in the same week, and by hook or by crook, we always do that. So it's the only one this week. Not sure. This is going to be probably nothing on Friday. Just give us like a chance to get another buffer episode in. So I don't think we have any emails, but let me double check. So we do have a couple new patrons that we need to thank. So these people went to the aforementioned patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. First up, Zachary is a new patron.
Thank you, Zachary.
Asterisk. Zachary might have been thanked last time.
Yeah.
Neither of us can remember. So you're getting a second one. Daniel is also new.
Thank you, Daniel.
And so is Brogan.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Oh, you're throwing a thin line.
There goes that donation.
Also, Brogan's got a very cool last name, but we don't do last names on this. But just know that, like, it's pretty sweet. And finally, David.
Thank you, David.
Thank you guys very much. We really, really appreciate it. I got notes. I don't know why I said that. You guys know I got notes. Guys, we're just in for a time.
We're changing up the formula. Jake's got notes.
All new, all different us.
I'm winging it this time. We're just going to see what happens.
Whoa. This is crazy. I don't know. I don't think this is going to go very well.
I'm just here to tell the bad jokes.
Oh, thanks. Someone's got to, I guess. Do you want to just jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
We start off on a VHS, on a CRT screen, and there is a staticky VHS tape of Alien Distress Call playing, and Commander's there like, this is Commander, what's your location?
He does say his like real name. Stanton?
Danton, I think.
Commander Stanton?
Isn't there a Scranton in the rescue party?
Look, maybe. The only name I remember from the rescue party is Collins.
There was also a Harkin.
Harkin.
There was a Collins.
I thought it was Harper, but I wasn't sure, so I was like, that doesn't count as remembering.
That's very different. Commander wants it tracked. They won't answer. They're just like, we need help. Please help us. And so Commander's like, Kai, track it. And he's like, you got it. And I wrote down, Kai has a line. Because what I'm going to start doing now is whenever people show up, I'm going to write down whether or not they have a line and if they keep having lines in the episode, just to keep track of who gets to be in the episode and who doesn't. Maya and Damon are basically not in this episode. Maya has one line and some background, recycled stuff. Damon has nothing besides the recycled stuff.
I did not notice Maya saying anything.
She just said, like, this way, or something. Like it was literally one line, and she was escorting someone, morphed. No unmorphed for Damon and Maya. We cut to the theme song. It's, like, 2 seconds in. This is, like, the earliest we've had a theme song in a while. Then we come back, and we're in the Illuminati chamber, and Commander is briefing the Illuminati about what's happening. The Illuminati, if you're wondering.
If you're new here.
I think 2 episodes ago they showed up. It's just like a council of people that apparently are the governors of Terra Venture. So they are getting briefed by Commander saying that they would need to divert course if they want to rescue these people. As old man with a mustache is like, I think no, because obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an old white guy and I don't want to help anyone.
Well, he also does say, that's mostly the reason, but he also does say, like, we're not equipped for rescue missions or to, like, go off course.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little flimsier than that.
Terra Venture is so vague about how big it is and what is on it that I'm pretty sure it's sustainable.
It's got a very expansive city right in the middle, I feel like.
There's a farm dome.
At least.
You know it, I know it. This is a sustainable society. You guys will be fine if you veer off course.
Yeah, there's no way they brought a mountain dome and a river dome and not a farm dome.
Yeah.
Like, that's just ridiculous. But then Mike's there, and he's like, ugh, and then stops because he realizes that he shouldn't interrupt, I guess. And the main Illuminati, this woman, is like, no, go ahead. Don't keep us waiting. And he's like, there's nothing in the Terra Venture bylaws that say, like, we have to help rescue missions. And the old guy's like, you're right. Exactly.
Yeah, let's proving leave. My point. Thanks,
yeah,
young
screw
man.
Screw him. I'm me, a baby boomer. Screw him. I hate helping people, especially aliens.
Oddly topical.
Yeah, weird. Lost Galaxy, weirdly topical sometimes. Between last episode's consent politics right at the end and the baby boomer. And there's also another boomer in the first one. I rip on baby boomers a lot, but it did ruin America. So where was I? I'm so mad I forgot. Mike's like, it's not in the bylaws to help to rescue people because it shouldn't have to be. It should be like second nature to us. Like Power Rangers things.
Right. It's in the Power Rangers handbook.
Yeah. He's like, someday we might have to send a distress signal of our own. And he doesn't, like, finish the thought, but, like...
Karma.
You know, like, hey, don't you want someone to come rescue us? Right. You know? And so they're like, all right, good call. And then we cut to the park where Mike is going to find Leo. And he goes to these two, like, little children. And there's, these, like, two girls, like, running around. There's a bunch of kids here.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, either of you seen Leo? Hey, do you two 7-year-olds know where my adult brother is?
Where Leo... is on the whole of Terra Venture. Do you know where I could find Leo? Okay. Also, can I pose a question?
Yes.
What is Leo doing?
He's just like, I guess he's babysitting?
He's not, because he just leaves, so he can't be babysitting.
He just showed by.
He's
and,
just
like,
chilling with some kids.
There's like a bunch of kids, and he's just like in a pig pile. He's like wrestling with like 8 kids.
And I think that's pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but like, it's also, it's like, okay, you don't do jobs.
You wrestle kids and you're off
time. Sometimes you just gotta show those kids who's boss, man.
When you're not Power Ranging, you're just rolling around pig-piling kids.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, I need your help for this mission. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. Then they go, and I find the ship, and I call it the Hammer Ship because it looks like a hammer, like a big old hammer.
Yeah.
It's a hammerhead shark. Like, the ship itself is a shark. And then the subship that they go on is a remora fish.
Yeah, and it literally sticks to the side, yeah, and it carves a hole in it for them to walk in.
I didn't know that it was going to be a remora fish situation when I called it the hammer ship, but here we are.
When we were watching it, I said, why is the ship a fish? And I did not mean the hammerhead ship. I did not notice
the hammerhead,
that.
Yeah.
No, I meant the rescue ship. I'm like, it has a fish tail and everything.
It's very weird. I don't know if this can't be Sentai footage because it doesn't look like it and there's no space stuff. So this is just some like prop designer getting like creative, like giving like,
yeah,
little direction and being like, all right, fine, I'm gonna make a remora fish.
Terraventure kind of looks like a big jellyfish.
It does look like a big jellyfish. This is we've just cracked the code.
We're on to you,
now,
Lost Galaxy.
Now we're seeing the deep web. I don't know what that means. Mike and a team of Starship Troopers, including Leo and who we will come to know as Collins and Harkin, and I think Scranton. Scanton?
I
Scampers?
Honestly don't. Scampers.
Scampers.
That's it.
Yeah.
Scavers.
Oh, yeah. He's missing his finger, and he's a rat, but he's secretly a wizard Nazi. He's like, all right, do one last weapons check, and then let's go. So they do weapons check. They dock, and they breach in. This is when they show that it is like straight up a remora fish on a hammerhead shark.
Yep.
Which again, I really like that touch. It doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
But it like
it's neat. I'm glad they're not just Star Wars spaceships.
Yeah.
Like they got their own little spin on it.
Yeah. But like, and like, I think it works because like their Zords are animals and like,
right,
so are their other modes of transportation in a weird way. I think it worked really good.
And then now for the next 15 minutes, we are going to be in a space horror movie.
Yeah, we're just straight up aliens right now. Or my first thought was the third episode of Firefly Bushwhacked, which is just Firefly doing Alien, but like,
right,
you know, it's basically the same. It's really good.
It's pretty cool.
It's really well shot. Like it does not feel like Power Rangers, to the point where when Power Rangers show up, it's weird.
Yep.
It's jarring. So they get in, they like walk around, they're doing like their quiet sweeps, you know, like everyone be careful, keep your eyes up. And Mike steps in some gunk. My autocorrect said Mike steps in some funk. That's not true. It was just gack. And he's like, "Oh, what is this?" And then they like find an alien corpse in a cupboard or something.
It looked like a morgue.
Okay.
Like an alien morgue drawer.
I thought it was maybe like a bunk.
It definitely had like an airlock on it.
That's true.
Because they had to like twist it and pull the door open.
But this alien is a mummified corpse. Like,
yeah,
super, super old dead.
It's covered in webs and very spooky.
Yeah. This came out 3 years before Bushwhacked, but way long after Alien, so I can't say that, you know, Bushwhacked is stealing from it like I do a lot of other stuff. But
right,
they find a what I am calling the bug wall. It's a sticky wall with like a little hole in it. It's a door, but there's like it bored through. It looks suggestive.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying.
You know how like the Alien and Predator movies are just like very
sexy,
just like genital based.
Yeah,
I say they're drawn from that with this door. I'll let you draw your own conclusions. So they get through. One of the guys, Harkin, is like getting a little tetchy. He's like, "Oh, game over, man, game over." And he's about to freak out, and Mike's like, "Hey, Harkin, I need you to cool your stuff down right now, okay?" He's like, "Yeah, all right, sorry, all right." And they go through the bug wall, and they find the command of like the bridge of,
yeah,
of the,
yeah,
hammer ship, and there is a CRT monitor,
you know, like an alien spacecraft.
Yeah, like
would
aliens
have.
I mean, look, it's all we had at the time.
I know.
Have you seen?
But earlier in this episode, they did project a hologram of the universe and trace a path from Earth to the galaxy with their finger.
I mean, yeah. How old is this ship? Who knows?
You got me.
Have
this is
seen
one of those old 1970s jalopy spaceships.
Yeah. Have you seen Alien? Was that one of the movies you watched in your horror
No, it was not.
It's not super, it's a horror movie, but it's not like Halloween horror. It's like an everyday kind of horror.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen it.
The technology is 1970s as heck and super chunky, and all the computers are like that green on black.
Oh, yeah, just like the future would look.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like, oh, you thought this is a, the
so they made
22nd century.
They made computers, and all they had is DOS, and they were like, it's never going to get better than this.
This is it. We did it, guys. It's not the size of a room anymore. This is as good as it gets.
The technology in the original Game Boy is more advanced than the technology that got us to the moon.
Yeah, it was like, they didn't even have a calculator from what I understand.
It's just all like written down math.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
The word computer came from a position, like a job that people had. Usually women, they would do computing.
And then the computer took their job.
The computer said, kick him in the butt, give him a watch. Computer, take your job. So if you guys haven't seen the Hard Times promo, I can't help you. I got nothing to say.
You're beyond saving.
Yeah. I mean, you're not. You can go Google Hard Times promo.
It's on YouTube.
It's so good. It's really good. I feel like anyone who's not into wrestling is like, this is stupid. And I don't tell me. If you think it's stupid, don't tell me, because I will burn this relationship to the ground.
Blocked.
Blocked, reported, calling the police.
Reported other. Did not like Hard Times promo.
Didn't like Hard Times promo. And then you'll get thrown off the whole internet, because it's very good. Anyway, everybody's dead. They find a bunch more corpses. And they're like, on this monitor, that's what kicked off this whole stream. On this monitor is the distress call playing on a loop. It's the same, like, it also statics out. So, like, they only filmed
it. Yeah, it's an old tape.
Yeah, I guess. But can you imagine, like, the VCR is still playing? How did they get this?
Well, that's what, the VCR jammed, so it's just playing the same 10 seconds of footage over and over again.
So they're like, they call Commander, and they're like, hey, it's fake. It's not fake. It's on a loop. Everyone here has been super dead forever. And then Leo, I can't remember if
I don't it's very dark, and the next shot is, like, pretty close up, so I don't exactly understand what happened here.
Okay.
Leo finds a book.
Leo grave robs.
In the captain.
Yeah.
Like, was he clutching it? Or was it in his chest and Leo ripped his rib cage open?
It looked like he was...
Because the latter is what it looks like to me.
It looks like he was clutching it, but then he also had some web around him. Cocoon or something. So when he ripped that open, he did break that, and then the arms came out. So, like, it looks like he just rips his chest open.
Yeah, because this whole episode is shades of blue. So it was a little hard for me to discern some stuff.
It was very dark.
Close up like that.
Which I really appreciate.
I mean, it should look like that. This is a long abandoned dead spaceship.
Yeah.
It was just hard for me to pull out some details because it's also standing
Some things
deaf.
Were, it's also super claustrophobic. Like everything is like real tight in there, and they're like, you lose track of people really easy. Leo prized the book from one. Mike tells Commander that, like, this is bad. It's a distress. Like, it's, you know, 100 years old. Like, everyone's dead here. And then we cut back to Commander and Kai. And Kai sees a life form. He's got, like, a map of the area. And there's, like, the eight red dots or whatever of the rescue team. And there's, like, someone just, like, motoring through there. And he's like, there's a super fast life form in there. And then Commander goes to tell Mike, but all of a sudden, it's staticky.
It's weird because I thought this was gonna be like the monster is giving interference.
Yeah,
but instead, it's just they're too deep now.
Well,
I can't get through the hull of where we were just talking.
Yeah,
to them.
Like, it's the hull. It's too much. I can't get. But like, yes, you were just talking to them, and also like, the hull means the outside. And on a spaceship,
it's a thick wall.
The outside is the same amount of thick everywhere except the door. So,
yes.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kai. Then on the other side, Commander is breaking up. And I guess Scranton's name was Jasper?
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't Scampers. It was Jasper. Thanks, notes. it gets Jasper, the monster, and just, like, grabs him and takes him away.
Much like your phone, he gets dragged away.
Whoosh, all gone. And then Harkin goes back to losing it, and there's, like, this weird moment where Mike's like, hey, go back to the ship and wait for us. He's like, okay. And then as he's walking away, he looks at him and goes, hey, Harkin. And there's just, like, this awkward pause. He doesn't say anything else.
I feel he's sending Harkin back to the ship.
Yeah.
And I feel like what this was, like, if we're not back, please leave.
Just go.
Just go.
Okay, I'll buy that. So that there's still static in the comms. The hull is preventing the signal. That's bull hunky. It was working a second ago. I don't know. Should have just said the monster. Should have said the monster cousin.
Yeah. I mean, you had an out.
It's space monster.
You ignored it.
Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, that does, like, make it a little more, like, I don't want to say realistic, but doesn't give it, like, a weird superpower of blocking communications.
Right.
But it also would have...
But it's also helped. Timed exactly when the monster shows up.
So...
And they didn't go any deeper when Kai is like, they're too deep now, I can't talk to them. Maybe it's the book.
Oh, maybe. You activated the book by breaking open that captain's chest.
You hatched the book. He was in a cocoon so it could become a beautiful book.
So, Leo's like, what do we do? And Mike's like, well, we're a rescue party, aren't we? Let's get to work. And they walk towards the camera all cool like. And then we cut back to Kai, who's panicking. He's like, they're too deep. I can't get them. They're lost. I lost them. And Commander's like, I'm going to go away.
He goes to, like, another station where a girl and the guy are like, we can't get them either.
Us too. And then the door's open and Kendricks is there. And she's like, come on. And Kai grabs some, like, intern and is like, cover me. And then leaves.
And he just starts, like, poking buttons on the screen. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't know.
Does Kendricks get a line, or does she just, like, nod him over?
She might get some lines morphed, but this time it's literally just like a wave.
Come on.
Yeah. The come on, but emotion.
Yeah, but just emotion. Yeah.
So they go a little, like, 5 minutes before this, I was like, man, I hope there's no Power Ranger stuff. I hope this is all alien. And we're going to get some Power Ranger stuff. It's going to be a little weird. But when this happened, I was like, oh, we're going to get Power Ranger stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
So then we cut back to the rescue party. They are walking through the hall looking for Jasper. Something drips on Leo's gun. It's above him. And then we get this really cool far shot of, like, the room with, like, it's like two stories tall, and the thing, like, drops down, and, like, the wire work is really well done, and it, like, lands. There's, like, some close quarters combat, and this is where, like, I lost track of literally everybody, and they are getting grabbed, but I didn't know that.
I didn't really know what was going on either. My mental note for this scene was there's a gunfight.
There is a gunfight.
That's all I got out of it.
Every time it's, first of all, again, super claustrophobic, super close up. Everyone's wearing the same uniform, including helmets, which, number one, I'm glad that the main characters are wearing helmets. Like, they're not too cool for helmets.
Right. Their,
like,
faces aren't just out.
Their faces are, but their heads are protected.
Yeah. They look like everybody else from a distance.
Yeah. But in this gunfight where there's, like, strobe lights and, like, gunfire and movement and stuff, you can't tell who anyone is.
No.
So all of a sudden, no one's there anymore. And we cut back outside, and Harker's like, Mike? Hey, Mike, man, Mike? And then we cut back in. They kind of chase down the monster for a second. He's very good at dodging laser tag bullets, though, so, like, they can't get him, which I feel like maybe he's cheating, because last time we played laser tag, like, children beat us.
Oh, yeah.
But they were also cheating because they were much lower to the ground.
That's true. And I'm also just so bad at laser tag.
There was one time where I almost plowed through one of those kids because it's foggy and there's, like, little buildings.
Everything's black light.
And I turned and a neon corner very quick and there was a kid. And instead of me destroying this little girl with my body, like, just crashing through her like an asteroid, I stopped and then she shot me.
The takeaway here is, at some point during this game of laser tag, I shot a kid.
I shot a kid.
Who would have known Lost Galaxy would have got so many shot a kid jokes?
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving. At some point, Mike and Leo are the only ones left, and, like, we got to get our team back. And they go deeper, like, downstairs deeper. Before they do, there's, like, this grate, and there's, like, this cocoon webbing on it. and it's like hardened a little bit, but Leo reaches down to touch it.
He like brushes his hand on it and it just looks like insulation.
And he's like, oh no. It's like, well, it just means it's going to stay warm in the winter and cold in the summer. I don't know what you're worried about.
There's no seasons in space.
Oh, I guess you're... Oh, no, there's no seasons in space. How do they know it was eggnog time? Space is terrible.
Their phone has a calendar on it.
Okay, good. Hey, everyone, eggnog time. Good, bust it out.
Or every time is eggnog time.
Oh, maybe space is wonderful. It's eggnog time all the time. So they go downstairs and they find everybody in cocoons and they open everybody up and they like smack them to wake them up. Like, Jasper, get up. Collins, get up. And they open everybody up. And then Leo opens up one last cocoon and it's just a cocoon with the book in
it
again.
It's the book.
When did the book get taken?
At some point when everyone was getting taken, the monster gets Leo and pushes him up against a railing, and Leo drops the book down the railing.
Okay.
And then it does show the monster grab the book.
I must have missed that, because I was like, I thought he had the book.
This monster is very strange.
This monster wants to get people in cocoon, and if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not an arachnologist, I don't even know if that's a word. I don't study spiders.
The spider doctor.
I'm not a spider doctor. But they put them in the web so they die in there, and then they can just eat your guts without a struggle, right?
I think so. I know they wrap them up in the web and then drink their insides.
And they do their dirty deeds.
I don't know if they, like, decay in the web and, like, just become... This is getting gross. Just become like a liquid that the spider then just drinks.
Just like pop a straw in there and do your dark machinations on them.
It's something like that.
Okay, well, that's what this guy wants to do. But also, he hasn't finished this book yet. And he just... I know he borrowed it 300 years ago and he said he's going to read it. But sometimes it just sits on your end table for like a long time. And maybe he put it down on the captain and then webbed him up and forgot where he put it. And now that the book's open, he's like, oh, I can finally finish the book.
I'll just set this book down right here on this dead man's chest. Oh, it's a pirate book.
Oh.
That's it.
Hey, you just said the secret word.
Oh, no.
Boy, guys.
You're watching the pirate show right now, aren't you?
I'm watching this pirate show called Black Sails, and it's on Hulu, and it's so good. It's so good. I have never yelled at my roommate more.
That is a little astonishing.
That might be hyperbole. At one point last night, I just kept yelling, "You just don't have what it takes to be a pirate," because he didn't trust the captain like I trust the captain. It's a very divisive show. I'm still waiting on an apology because he falsely accused Captain Flint of killing someone who he did not kill. So
it's a good name.
Waiting by my phone.
Can't wait to be his cousin. Captain Flint.
Black Sails rules, everybody, is all I'm going to say. It's the opposite of Power Rangers. It's for grown-ups. It's very serious. But it's very, very good. Anyway, I won't talk any more about Black Sails. I know Allison Stock has that covered over on Xena Warrior Business. And there's also probably a couple podcasts about it. We cut back to Harkin just wandering around, doing nothing. And he
was told to go back to the ship, and he went like halfway back and then was like, no, I gotta be with the team.
He's like, no, Mike!
Mike, this means I'm alone, Mike!
This is a bad plan, Mike! So he's wandering around, and then he like hears a noise, and he backs up, and he's like backing away from it, and this big monster hand grabs him, except it's just the most conveniently looking trash.
It's, like some wires, because he has to rip it out of the ceiling.
It's like... Five.
It's a space dryer vent.
It looks like a rake. It's like a very specific rake, but a space rake for raking up your space leaves.
Right, on your space lawn.
Yeah. Well, no, you can't. There's no space on them. There's no seasons in space. What's this rake doing here?
You make your own.
Okay.
You go to the craft store and you find one package of leaves.
You 3D print your own leaves.
You throw them in one, or you throw them into the air vent.
wherever they land, then you gotta go find them.
You gotta go rake them. It's not a lot to do in space. No, is what I'm saying.
It's a lot of hurry up and wait in space. So then the door bursts open, and I'm like, oh, finally, Harkin's gonna get killed. Thank God. But no, it's just the Power Rangers. It's weird seeing these bright-ass, color-coded Rangers on a Starship Troopers / Aliens set. It seems very out of place. I don't know what to do with it.
Just let it be.
I guess. So this is when Kai's like, you're Harkin. Go back to the ship. Maya, Damon, take him back to the ship.
Well, I mean, they were never told to keep their identity secret.
Yeah. Also,
they just choose to be bad at it.
They're just super bad at it. But also, these are the two Rangers that don't have any lines this episode.
Yeah.
These are the two also Rangers.
Yeah, you two, get away from here as quick as you can.
Yeah, Kendrick and I have lines later. You need to leave. So they leave. This is when Leo opens up the last one and finds the book again. And then the monster, they get everybody up and out, and the monster's there, and they're like, we got to buy time. And the monster like looks at the book and looks at them, and they're like, uh-oh. And they drop their guns. So they look over, and the gun's on the ground, and they like start doing like a little shuffle walk over. But then the monster jumps them and starts chasing them. I was really hoping that they were going to pull their cool swords out and sword fight the monster in space.
That would be sweet.
In Starship Trooper outfits.
Because he's got some like sword fingernails.
Well, that's why the little rake hand thing worked, because it looks like the monster's hand, just like made of piping. So it chases them. Here's what my note just says. It chase. Couldn't be bothered to finish that.
Well, you get it.
Yeah,
chase.
I figured out. It chase. So as it chase, we come back to Kai, who gets everybody on the ship, on the Remora, and is like, where are Leo and Mike? And they're like, they're still back there. And like, he's like, okay. And so he leaves, and we won't see him again for a while. So he goes, all right, they're still down deep in the ship. I'm going to go outside. See you in a little bit. So then Mike and Leo are running. They have enough distance that they can stop. They turn around, they shoot it. They also shoot a bunch of explodey stuff because there's like fire and explosions and stuff everywhere. And they're like, oh no, it's going to blow up. The ship leaves. The Remora just leaves.
Yep.
Presumably to go drop them off and then come back. This is weird because
or it's just like, no, they're back.
They're
there.
Dead.
Yep.
Sorry.
They got, we're out.
So they go away. I don't know why, because it's a transport ship. It clearly had enough room for everybody, even with four more people on it. Well, three more people on it. And those Power Rangers could just, you know,
Teleport,
get on their gym jammers, something, anything. But instead, they're taking up three spaces. So Mike and Leo get to the door, and it's jammed, because they don't know that it left. So Leo's like, let's shoot it. Mike's like, great plan. So they shoot it, and it opens up, and there's just a bunch of space out there.
Yeah. And then Leo and Mike are dead.
Well, the air gets sucked out and they die.
And we have to get a new Red Ranger and a new Magna Defender.
Yep, so bummer. We'll see you guys next time. No, wait, they're fine, because there's air in space, remember? So
there's air, and it's just a comfortable temperature.
Yep, and it's like a lot of good gravity.
No radiation.
So the ship pulls back up, and I think everybody was still on it. I don't know what...
I'm pretty sure they were.
They just saw the door open, they're like, oh...
Oh, they made it.
Oh, right.
I guess we'll circle back.
Okay. So they circle back, but they don't get close.
No, they're like...
they're like 12 feet away.
Yeah, they're a good... I can jump that far away.
Yeah. They're one Mario long jump away.
Yeah.
Because Leo does a Mario long jump.
He does.
And so he gave Mike the book and then jumps.
Yeah, so now Mike has to jump with the book.
Like, Mike still has to jump with the book.
Throw the book over. It's space. There's no gravity
unless you want there to be. Unless there is sometimes. So he lands, he turns around, and Mike leaps, and then he gets his foot caught by the monster. And Leo grabs his hand. I think we go to commercial when we come back. Leo has his hand.
And so now Mike is just floating in space, and he has no air, and he's frozen.
And he's dead. Oh, no, he's not, because there's air in space. That's right.
He's multiple times dead.
But also... he's not.
No, he's fine. His hair still looks great.
Yeah. But then he goes back to his classic Mike move of, let me die.
Leo, you have to let me die.
Let me die, Leo. This is the only way. And Leo's like, not this time. I don't care how much you want to die. I'm not going to let you.
And then Mike is like, just do it. He's just like, let me die.
He's like, no. And then he's like, they're like doing a tug of war with Mike in the middle. And he like yanks him. And it's nothing happening. And then here comes Kai and his gym jammer. And he cuts, I guess, the monster.
I don't know if he cut his arm off or just like slashed him and he let go.
I think what happened was he flew under him and just punched him right in the armpit.
That'll make me let go.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, but that sounds very unpleasant.
Yeah. Have you ever been punched in the armpit?
I mean, I've caught my armpit.
It sucks. We used to, me and my friends used to do it to each other.
Man, kids are wild.
You know, like how friends do. You know, like when you just punch your friend's armpits?
Look, I never punched my friend's armpits, but we did put each other in headlocks as hard and as long as we could. So, like,
kids are dumb.
Kids are idiots.
Takeaway from this story. So then Mike lands in there. The hammer ship explodes as the Remora is flying away, but it gets covered in fire. And then we cut back to command, and they're like, they're dead. But then they're not. They're fine. They just fly up, and they're like, we made it. Woo! Everybody celebrates. And then cuts to Mike and Leo in the thing, and Mike's basically like, now we have a very cool book. And it ends on a shot of the book.
So this entire episode is just so they can get this one thing they need. The one thing in Power Rangers Lost Galaxy that it did not find its way onto Terra Venture.
Thank goodness that it was on their way.
Yeah.
And there was a distress signal calling them to it. And that on this ship, presumably that had many books, Leo went, this book's great.
This is the only one that is inside of a captain's chest.
That's true.
I better take this very important book.
That does sound very important.
I'm also not going to be careful with this old, dusty, crumbling book. I'm just going to run and jump and jostle it around.
Dip, duck, dive, dodge, and dodge.
Throw it across space.
Yeah, all, you know, regular stuff.
It'll be fine. It does have a symbol on the front of it.
It's like a two S's, maybe three S's interlocked. Can I tell you a secret about this book?
Yes.
From what I've heard, the plot line goes nowhere.
Oh, there's no reason for the book?
There is, but then they drop it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like Power Rangers. Oh, good. Well, I'm glad they stay the same.
So that's fun. Josh.
Yes.
I started. What's the best?
It's like, you know, it's pretty good.
Anything else specific? Or just,
I don't know. I liked the episode. I think it was a good departure from the formula.
Yeah.
It was weird when the Rangers showed up. I don't know if I have a best part.
I'm going to say the best is the directing, because it really was very claustrophobic there.
It was shot very well. I did feel like I was watching a space movie.
Yeah.
And normally I do not feel like I am watching a movie when I'm watching Power Rangers.
Yeah, it was a very low budget space movie, but, you know.
So, good job, Steve.
Yeah. Nice.
I think Ryuta might have done better, but we'll never know.
I mean, look, I probably. He's great. Ryuta rules. What's your worst?
I think it's the Power Rangers.
If
you're going to go this direction with an episode,
yeah, don't have,
do it. Just do it.
Yeah, don't have four brightly colored Power Rangers show up on the set of Alien, please. It's a little weird. Who's the MVP?
Leo.
I think it might be Mike.
Oh, all the kids, Pigpile and Leo.
I'm going to give mine to Mike from not anything in particular he did like in most of the episode, but when he's like, we have to go help them.
Oh,
that's
what we do. I will also give it to Mike for just being like a good person.
Yeah.
And standing up to all the one percenters on Terra Venture.
Now the only thing we have left is to rank it.
All right. I'm going to need to get some bearings on the list. So if you could just run down the top five for me.
Okay. So I'll do the top six.
Okay.
Going upwards. Double Duty at number six. Number five is Shark Attack. Number four is Orion Returns. Number three is Stolen Beauty. Number two is Destined for Greatness. Number one is Redemption Day.
What was Shark Attack?
Shark Attack was the last episode with Treacheron, where him and Leo had to do the honor amongst men fight. Ooh,
I don't know if I like this more than that.
I was going to say below that.
Below
above
that,
Double Duty.
Above Double Duty. That's what I'm thinking, too. Because Double Duty is like a good early episode.
It benefits a lot from the era that it was in.
Yeah.
But we've moved past that, and now it's just the best of the worst.
Slowly sliding down.
Yeah. It's still like for me, that is the line, like between, like right under that is Silent Sleep, which was kind of dumb. So like under that, it's like there's a couple of dumb ones, and then it just gets to bad. So coming in at number 6, The Rescue Mission, and that's that.
Cool.
That's the episode. So again, no episode on Friday because next week we got a 2-parter. We don't have a bonus thing or anything ready for you. I forgot that there's going to be a one-off week this early.
Nah,
so
that happens.
Originally it wasn't, but then we moved everything because of the plague and this happened. So
well, look, if we need something, I can talk about Mario for another 30 minutes.
So I think we're probably fine. By the way, by now, there is a 30-minute just us talking about Mario bonus audio up on Patreon.
It's,
so
it's kind of just like a first impressions because neither of us were super far.
No, I think I was at the Metro Kingdom and you were not as far as
I was at like the Lake Wooded split.
Yeah.
I was still a little sour on the game, I think, when we started that.
I think you picked up. I think you had gotten over the hump.
I really love it. It's like it's the best video game that's come out in a long time, I think.
I like Zelda more. We talk about this, but yeah.
But I just don't know if I like it more than 64.
I do, but that's just because I don't love Mario
64. I think that's only because I didn't grow up with this game.
Right.
Like, I did not play this game as a child. Yeah. So, that's our review. That's my review of Super Mario Odyssey. It's good, but I didn't play it as a child.
But it wasn't around when I was a baby, so 2 stars.
So congratulations, all you babies who are born into a world with Mario Odyssey in it.
Oh, lucky. You know what? We say lucky, but I don't think they're going to appreciate it the way that we do.
No, I think that's true.
I don't know. Anyway, we'll see. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll be better than we were. Anyway, that's it for us for today. We'll see you next Monday for Lost Galactabeasts Part 1. But until then,
may the power protect you. Did you know the first space shuttle was put on the moon? Let me start over because I'm wording that funny.
It was, you're right. It was put on the moon.
It was.